Another piece of the report to be handed to the ULM Presidential Search Committee was assembled Friday. The three-member review team was on campus to gather public comment and information in developing a document to be completed prior to presidential candidate interviews. The team is comprised of Dr. Gary Richard, former provost and vice president of academic affairs for the California State University System, Dr. Aubrey Lucas, president emeritus of Southern Mississippi University, and Dr. Portia Shields, former president of Albany State University. Richard says while the document will be prepared for the search committee, team members will remain unbiased and objective about their findings.
We were asked to do the most thorough job we could, reading first, but coming in and learning as much as we can about the university and being frank and honest about what we find, to talk about what's working well and what may need serious attention from a new president.
The report will include input from various campus groups and local legislators showing strengths and challenges that will await the next president of the university. ULM Foundation President Malcolm Maddox says one big challenge is to keep departments and programs moving forward.
Well, anytime you change, things slow down and everything readjusts. There's a lot of momentum out here.
He says the ideal candidate will have the desire of building on momentum.
What we need is somebody that looks at all of this and says, this is good. Let's make it better instead of saying, okay, everybody stop and let's reevaluate and then we'll start again.
While Friday's meeting was reserved for public comment, Richard says statements like those of Maddox resonated from each group the team heard from in their campus tour.
That this is a university that's not broken, that it had a past where there was a lot of issues that had to be addressed, and frankly, almost all of them have been addressed over the past 10 years, 8 years, but that the economic uncertainties around the university make it a scary time.
The nation's economic situation and state issues will be topics to be addressed by the next president. Louisiana faces $290 million in higher education cuts next fiscal year. It's a bottom-line item that Richard says the team will address in the report.
We will make our own observations, I think, about a good balance within the university now, but a sense that things have been stretched so far that, frankly, some strategic decisions will probably have to be made.
Richard says decisions involve many facets of the university.
One is athletics and academics, but others involve student services and academic programs and what possibly might be done more efficiently. But frankly, we think the efficiencies are pretty extreme here already.
As the review team compiles their report, Richard says he hopes the findings will reveal the substance of what they've heard from stakeholder groups representing both the university and the local community.
We want this to be a data-based report, in a sense. We wanted to be sure to talk to people and be able to give evidence for what we suggest may be important issues.
Richard says they hope to present the report to UL System President Randy Moffitt by October 8th. With candidate interviews tentatively set to begin October 11th. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.